my gut. Ross, too laid back.
If someone comes at you with a shank, Ronan goes, grab them by the wrist and twist it. Then hit them at the base of the nose with the healy as our hand, driving upwards, upwards, that's it.
Yeah, no, it's the morning of honour sentencing, and he's giving his sister some self-defence tips that might come in handy in the event of her being sent down. He's like, do you...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The one you could do is, again, grab the wrist of the hand what's holding the shank and then kick out the sham's kneecap like this. Bang!
I turn to Surika and I go, he's got mixed martial arts training, in fairness to him. I suppose that's some comfort. This is us in the corridor outside the courtroom, by the way. Surika has got, like, tears in her eyes. She goes, they don't really send people from our background to prison, do they? I'm there. I wouldn't have thought so. But she damaged a lot of cars, Surika. Good people's cars. We're talking BMW X7s. We're talking Toyota Sequoias. We're talking Grand Jeep Cherokees. She goes, but my dad is a family law solicitor and my mum is a minister for the Eucharist. Like she's sitting the interview for the position of Mount Anvil head girl all over again. Could we somehow get that information to the judge? I'm there. I'm sure our barrister would have mentioned it if he thought it would cut any ice with the dude.
And your school's rugby career. Could that help?
He mentioned it during the hearing, Surika. There's a reason these guys are paid the big bucks. She seems to relax when she's reminded of that. But then she hears Ronan at the other end of the corridor go,
now I'll show you what to do if someone tries to scald you with boiling water.
And I watch her eyes fill up again. She goes, Ross, I wonder are we... And I'm there, Surika, don't even finish that question.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
You're going to ask, are we in any way responsible for the way our daughter turned out? And the answer, I'm happy to say, is no.
How can you be so certain, though?
Surika, think about it. We gave that girl everything she ever wanted. No questions asked, didn't we?
We did.
So we've absolutely nothing to feel guilty about, thanks be to God.
I was awake all night and I was thinking about the day she was born. She was such a beautiful baby.
Surika, like I always say, our daughter came out of the womb with her two middle fingers raised to the world. That's not down to us. That's down to, I want to say, genetics. That's when Honor's name is suddenly called. Ronan's going,
remember the vulnerable points. Eyes, nose, throat, chest, kneecap and groin. Say them for me.
Honor's like, eyes, nose, throat. I'm there. Ding, ding. Round's over, guys. Come on, Honor. You're up. She walks past me and into the courtroom with a swagger that reminds me of myself in my rugby prime. Ronan goes, don't woody, Surika. I know one or two screws in Oberstown. If she gets jailed, they'll make sure she does her porridge on a pillow.
Surika's like, her what on a what?
I'm there, her porridge on a pillow. It's street slang, Surika. Means to make it easier for her inside. Am I right, Ro?
He goes, you're bang on the muddy rosser.
Into the court we go. We sit down, then we stand up again when the judge arrives, even though Honour has to be told twice to do it.
Honour O'Carroll Kelly,
the dude goes, getting straight down to business. You have never wanted for anything, just as you have never worked a single day in your entire life. I turn to Surika and I smile as if to say, see what I mean? Two words, model parenting. He goes, it's clear to me that you have been indulged by your father and mother to a degree that is unhealthy. Fuck, I think. This is an unexpected twist. Indeed, to a degree that has severed, in your mind, the connection between actions and consequences, the dude goes, and desensitized you to the seriousness of these crimes you committed.
Surika's like, oh my God, he is blaming us, Ross?
The dude goes, the destruction of other people's property is not, whatever you may have been brought up to believe, a victimless crime. People who park their cars in public areas or outside their homes at night are entitled to do so in the full confidence that they won't be vandalized or damaged. You slashed the tires of at least 150 cars, causing
an estimated €200,000 worth of damage. That you did this under the cover of environmental activism is of no interest to this court. You will pay back every single cent of that money. I turned to Surika. I'm like, 200 fucking Ks? There is no way we're paying that. I'll get it off my old man. The dude isn't leaving it there, though. He goes, having read the social worker's report on this case, it is my view that a custodial sentence might do you some good with regard to teaching you vital lessons in personal responsibility that were clearly denied to you as part of your upbringing. I'm there, shit. He's going to send her to jail. Circa's like, oh my God. And you know, I notice that even Honor has turned pale and she's sitting up straight in her seat. I'm wondering, should I shout out something about playing for Castle Rock after all? But then there's no telling what school he might have gone to. It's probably Clongowes or Belvedere, in which case he wouldn't be a fan. However, the dude goes, against the urge to impose a custodial sentence, I must balance the circumstances of your upbringing, which was without rules, without boundaries, and without any sense of accountability or understanding of the differences between right and wrong. So, I am imposing a sentence of 18 months imprisonment, suspended for 2 years. You will pay a fine in the amount of whatever the car repairs cost, and you will perform 500 hours of community service.
And in the relief of the moment, all Honor can think to say is,
do I get paid for that?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.